Some Afghan civilians who say they suffered from the American bombing campaign gathered in front of the American embassy in Kabul this month to demand compensation. Efforts are underway in Congress to help, but it appears the Bush administration is yet to address the issue. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
8-year-old Amina stands outside the U.S. Embassy in Kabul and lists the family members she says were killed by an American airstrike. Four bombs hit our house, she says. They killed my 5 brothers, my 2 sisters, my mother, my uncle, and my cousins. Amina's one of several dozen Afghans who made a recent trip to the embassy, where they delivered petitions on behalf of more than 400 families who claim they've directly suffered from the American bombing campaign in Afghanistan. American diplomat Michael Matrinko steps out from behind the embassy's heavily guarded walls to speak with the petitioners in their native language, Dari. 16 of my family members were killed when bombs landed on my house last November, says Amina's father, Jimal Khan. All I have left is my daughter. Something will happen, Matrinko replies to the grieving man. I don't know exactly what. There may be compensation. The international community has pledged a whopping $1.8 billion, including nearly $300 million from the U.S., to help rebuild the country. But the question of what to do about collateral damage, the accidental civilian victims of the airstrikes, is one that remains unanswered. American diplomat Matrinko says he's still waiting for instructions after forwarding victim petitions to the Departments of Defense and State.
I have been receiving letters, petitions from a variety of people since I arrived here in January. From the very first time that we received one, we've sent the question to Washington. We have not yet received an answer.
There is no official estimate of the number of civilians killed or wounded by American bombs. 2 reports released by public advocacy groups put the number at between 1,000 and 3,700 civilian casualties. Marla Ruzica of the San Francisco-based human rights organization Global Exchange helped organize a separate 1-week survey of 7 Afghan provinces.
We believe that probably about 2,000 families were impacted, that being they lost family members, their home was destroyed, they were blinded, several different types of impact.
Ruzica, who also helped collect the petitions at the American Embassy in Kabul, says the U.S. government has an obligation to compensate these victims.
It's compassion, 1, and 2, it's the right thing to do. We really need to show Afghans that we do care about their well-being. And when you're the most powerful country in the world, when you spent $30 million a day on the bombing campaign, you can spend $20 million. That's what we're asking, $10,000 per family.
It's a cause that's been taken up by several members of Congress, including Earl Blumenauer, a House Democrat from Oregon.
Since I've been in Congress, we have compensated innocent victims before. We did it to the Italian cable car victims, people who suffered as a result of the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade. So we've done this.
The issue's been raised at 2 House committee meetings, but at the executive level, no clear policy has yet emerged. Zalmay Khalilzad, President Bush's special envoy to Afghanistan.
If mistakes have been made, if innocent people have been targeted, we do the right thing. And I think that would remain the U.S. policy.
But Khalilzad wouldn't say what exactly the U.S. is doing. And American diplomats here say no investigation has been launched to determine the extent of civilian casualties as a result of American airstrikes. The only reported case of U.S. compensation so far occurred last February, after American special forces killed more than a dozen Afghans in a mistargeted night raid. Afghan authorities later told NPR that U.S. officials supplied $1,000 for each victim's families. American officials publicly apologized to the innocent people targeted by the raid, but denied making any payments. At the embassy this month, a 9-year-old boy named Abdi Rashid wanted only one thing from America: his eyesight. I'm angry, he says. When the bomb exploded on my house, dirt and shrapnel hit my eyes. Now I can't go to school anymore. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.